4 years ago, 2021. A dog in the Chasm area near Clinton was reunited with their owner after 17 whole days of being alone during what was described as one of the coldest winter snaps in the area. Wade Dyke, a resident of Clinton, left the West Fraser Chasm Mill when he saw what appeared to be a coyote in the middle of West Fraser Road. Dyke then put up a post on Facebook and people responded by stating it was Lena, who had been lost February 5 during a rollover near Chasm. Darcy Alcock, from Quesnel, posted a reward for his pet to be found. Dyke then called Alcock, who came to Chasm to pick up his dog with his brother. 8 years ago, 2017. During the 100 Mile House Wranglers Awards banquet, then Wranglers team captain Stephen Egan won the President's Award, the top honor. Other winners included Dale Haladin winning the Builder's Award, Nick McCabe winning the Fan Favorite Award, Brevin Gervais winning the Player's Choice Award, Austin Turner winning the Outstanding Defenseman Award, Bob Rajan winning the Outstanding Forward Award, Austin Turner winning the Outstanding Sportsmanship Award, Justin Bond winning the Top Scorer Award, and James Gordon winning Rookie of the Year. 12 years ago, 2013, School District 27 trustees canceled a plan to increase the size of the Peter Skeen Ogden Secondary School, Paseo, S. Gym to accommodate the students coming from the 100 Mile Junior Secondary School, which was set to close in 2013. Myra Newstead met with the parents on February 20 to explain the decision. She told them cuts made by the BC Ministry of Education meant such a gym expansion would likely not be approved. South Dakota 27 Chair Will Van Osh said they consulted their initial intentions with the ministry's capital branch only for them to be told the design exceeded their design space. 16 years ago, 2009. Dave Forsyth from Sycamus was named the winner of the 100 Mile House Snow Drags event. He won $750 and was crowned as King of the Snow after beating 10 other sleds to the finish line on a 550-foot track in 97 mile. According to race organizer Al Reichert, speeds over 100 miles per hour had been seen throughout the day, and mild weather had made sitting on the sidelines comfortable for the around 500 to 600 competitors who came out to see the show. Participants also ranged from anywhere from 5 years old to more than 70 years old.